Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful, and I am Joel Pearl. I'm here with the TNA World Heavyweight Champion, the one, the only, Joe Hendry joins me now. How are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me.
We're here live in Las Vegas ahead of TNA Unbreakable. It's happening on Thursday night. You can catch it on TNA Plus. You're looking forward to a big show. Las Vegas is a very special place for you. You've done a lot of work here.
Absolutely. This is where I captured my first championship in TNA wrestling. So to be back here as the TNA world champion, it's a great feeling.
Also, a very popular concert that you once had at the Palms Theater.
Very true. That that was a big week in my career. That was the same week the song came out. So that and the concert happening in the same week was, it was a very special time.
AJ Francis has spent a lot of time taking credit for your success. Yeah. I've seen you respond to a little bit of it, but when you won the world title, You don't know this because you weren't privy to the conversation I had with him, but he basically said, I need Joe Hendry to win the world title so I can be the first challenger. What's your reaction to that? Because clearly he wasn't the first challenger, but he was one of the first people to step to you.
So... I actually had this, believe it or not, I had this conversation today. There's not, as much history as there is between myself and AJ Francis, I have to say, there aren't many people who I think would be a better challenger than AJ Francis. Whatever you want to say about AJ, look, we could go on all day about his shortcomings. We don't have enough time for your podcast, unfortunately. But what I will say is that aside, me and him facing each other in the ring is big business.
Absolutely. Well, big business is also coming at Unbreakable. You're going to be teaming up with Masha Slamovich to take on Frankie Kazarian and Tessa Blanchard. It's not the first time that you've worked with Masha Slamovich in a tag format in TNA. This is actually, I think, the third time you've done it. First time was the big multi-champions challenge, and then you've done it again. Now we're doing it one more time. How's the feeling working with Masha? Someone who kind of has had a parallel path to you in terms of your TNA runs, where you've both kind of ascended quickly and had fan support, and you've gotten yourselves to this point where you are almost tent poles in TNA.
I have a great deal of respect for Masha. Her work ethic is admirable and unparalleled. She has all she's done is just focus on becoming the best, and now she is living that on a daily basis. She's a phenomenal talent, and she deserves all the success that she has.
Heading into this weekend, you were taping in St. Joseph in Missouri. And typically with TNA tapings, it's kind of leading one thing to another, right? You're getting from a plus special pay-per-view to the next one. This time it's a little bit out of order. What was that experience like going from taping a bunch of shows to get us to TNA Rebellion, which is next weekend, but meanwhile you have Unbreakable kind of breaking up in the middle of those tapings? How do you tell those stories and make it usable for the audience who are watching live, but also the ones who are going to be watching on TV?
I will answer questions in the sequential order that they take place on television. I cannot answer things that have not happened yet in the world of professional wrestling, my friend.
Well, I understand that, but it's more the idea of having to tell these stories and then have a break in the middle and then continue the stories.
Okay.
And when you're telling these stories, how are you finding ways to keep them elaborate enough for an audience that is kind of insular in this case?
What do you mean insular?
In that there is a room full of people watching what's happening, but meanwhile you're also playing to a global audience that is not seeing it in the same eyes. Or through the same eyes.
I think one of the advantages that we have with professional wrestling is that it's so ingrained with who we are as people. Like, so for example, my legitimate name is Joe Hendry. Like, that is my name. You know, and it's like, so the way you, we can tell stories in a multitude of different ways. I was talking about this today. This is why professional wrestling is my favorite art form, because you can tell stories in the ring, in your promos, in your vignettes, with your wrestling gear, with your entrance music, in so many different ways. So for me, it's a puzzle that needs to be solved. What can you do in your social media, in your interviews, in between, to continue those stories? Some might say we're doing that right now.
So continuing a story that's been ongoing since the last time we were in Las Vegas, or even before then, the Sphere, your favorite place in the world.
Indeed.
I know there's been some plays by you through social media and with other members of the TNA roster to try and secure space on the Sphere. Is that something that's still in the cards, in conversation, a goal even of yours?
So what I've found with my career so far is you can will things into existence, but also you have to respond to the opportunities that are in front of you. I've tried many times to contact the Sphere. They've been involved in many viral tweets of mine. There has to come a point where you're saying, okay, there's only one, you know, if I'm not getting any response, I don't want to spend more energy on pursuing that. So if the Sphere is open for business, then so am I. I'm happy to put up some proper money to get a second on the Sphere.
Have you considered climbing it like that one guy?
Nope. Okay. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Can't see the upside on that one.
Well, I could totally understand that. An upside is a fellow musician recently joining TNA in Elijah, someone that's kind of become a friend of yours. Has there been any jam sessions? Has there been talk of doing that? Maybe collaboration down the way?
I mean, obviously, you've seen a couple things on television. Yeah. For me, my opinion is that I'm the world champion. And, you know, there's a time and a place for doing concerts, and there's a time and a place for focusing on what this championship means and where it's going to go. I think you can do concerts, but you can't be doing them every week, you know? So for me, I am focused right now on what my challenge is at Unbreakable and what my challenge is at Rebellion. If it's appropriate to do a concert at some point when there's maximum entertainment and there's a storyline reason to doing it, we should do it. But, you know what? It should be special, and it shouldn't happen every week.
So I'm a bassist, and I got to see Frankie Kazarian bust out his bass the other week on TNA Impact. What would you rate his bass playing? And also, as we get into Rebellion and the triple threat match that yourself, Frankie Kazarian, and Ethan Page are going to be a part of, NXT's Ethan Page, of course, what were your feelings about his bass playing, and also Frankie as an opponent coming up next week?
Not too hot on his bass playing.
I
think I'd probably give him a 2 or 3 out of 10 on that one. But as an opponent, Frankie is one of, if not my biggest nemesis from TNA Wrestling. And, you know, Ethan Page is my biggest nemesis when I crossed over into NXT. So to have to deal with both of them in one night is a tall order.
Really quickly, with the crossing over from NXT and everything, you did face Ethan Page at NXT Heatwave in Toronto, where I live, my hometown, or not my hometown, my space now.
It wasn't Heatwave.
It was No Mercy. My goodness. Yeah. Heatwave was something else. That was at the end.
He won the championship at Heatwave, and I appeared.
Thank you. At the very end. Because everyone was asking me, did you see Joe at the end of the show? And we all said no, because we were live in the building. They didn't show it. But yes, you're right. So at the following PLE for NXT, you did have the match against Ethan Page. Talk to me about the differences kind of going into the NXT house and then, of course, now coming home to do it in the TNA house, having those title matches and welcoming Ethan Page back. Just those two experiences. Contrast, compare.
I think that with professional wrestling, I've just genuinely tried to do my best. That's, if you go in with that intention, things tend to work out. I've gone in and I've really worked as hard as I possibly can in both environments. It's two different styles of wrestling. It's two different styles of wrestling programming as well. So learning the different aspects of different shows has been a really great learning experience for me. So I just tried to... it's funny, the more I learn about this, the more willing I am to humble myself and be a student of the game. So to me, it's just always trying to learn and get better at this job is what will carry you through it. Two very different environments that require different skill sets. But, you know, I feel like I can confidently say that I delivered for both companies.
Can we lay something to rest real quick? On our TNA post show, myself and my co-host Cresta, we talk about how when you started in TNA, you were a bad guy. You were a heel. Those vignettes you were airing or that were being aired were not for someone who was meant to be cheered. You were stealing money. You were stealing people's family, friends.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
What was kind of the intention? What was the look through the glass of that particular presentation as Joe Hendry started to make his way into what was Impact at the time?
There wasn't much thought in terms of would I be a good guy or a bad guy. It was more just like what I found funny. I made vignettes that I thought were funny. I found in professional wrestling that, you know, in those vignettes, my character did terrible things. And people cheer you on more for doing terrible things. Let me ask you, think of the biggest baby faces of all time. Are they nice guys? Are they nice people? No, not typically. You know, the odd occasion, but they're not presented as nice people. So just because you're cheered by the audience does not make you a nice guy.
The nice guy you got to team with was Yuya Uemura.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Joya for a second. Yeah. I know that you've talked in other interviews about the theme song itself. The presentation was based on Journey's Separate Ways.
Yeah.
Was there anything else beyond just that with the teaming? Because Yuya was almost finished up and heading back to New Japan Pro Wrestling at the time. But what was kind of the impetus and the importance of putting together Joya?
Well, I remember, like, we didn't know that he was there. I didn't know that he was going back to New Japan at that time. So I'm telling you now, if he'd have had a couple of months extra, we would have been TNA tag champs. Like, that just, I can hand on heart tell you that's where that was going. And so I was at the time personally devastated when Joya went back. When Yuya went back to New Japan. I think we left money on the table with Joya personally, because look, we did a couple of matches and the fans were eating up. But honestly, believe it or not, that to me was the pivotal moment for me in TNA wrestling, where I knew everything was going to be okay, because I was told that we were to be in a tag team and we would not be using my Joe Hendry entrance. And I remember, my wrestling mentor, Robert at the time, told me, I don't know what to do with that entrance. He's like, I think you're capable of coming up with something. And just, you know, and he was correct. So I came up with the song for me and Yuya, and it took off. And that's when I knew my biggest weapon was taken away, but I still managed to find a way to get over. So that's when I knew everything would be okay. Because I really felt like people were watching it, you know, me and Yuya in rehearsal doing this little dance on stage. And I had the feeling like people felt like they were going to watch a car crash. And then we went out and the crowd got right behind it. And I knew in my heart they would.
Was Emergence when you guys were doing that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So,
in Toronto.
So I was there.
Yeah.
This one I was there for.
Yeah.
This was the funniest thing. And I've told this story on the air before with other shows. My family came with me for that one.
Yeah.
My mother, my father, my brother, his wife. We all went and we were guests of Impact at the time. And we're sitting there watching this presentation. And my dad turns to me and says, "This is the best thing I've seen tonight." And this is a guy who, who's not a huge wrestling fan, but he loves the entertainment, the bombast and everything. There was something there. And also having the opportunity, I think, maybe to work with someone as young as Yuya at the time may have been beneficial for him and for you. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's got to be in his 20s.
I don't know.
YouTube comments. Fact check us. Tell us how old he is. Let's put together the best band in TNA using members of the roster that you know play an instrument.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get some heat here because I forget. I know there's some hidden ones. Like, I think Diener plays something. I know Frankie plays bass.
Of course.
I'd let Eric Young would have to be the band manager because he's like he's got the most knowledge when it comes to music overall, like his musical history. So I'm gonna go ahead and make myself the front man. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put AJ as like the DJ. Right? Okay. So we're gonna do a little Linkin Park type thing where it's kind of a bit of, you know, he can rap a little bit, but still rock, you know. So I'm going to have AJ in there. I guess we'll have to put Frankie on bass, and I just need someone on guitar. I mean, I could play some guitar, I suppose.
I'm going to give you another vocalist if you're doing this hip-hop style.
Who's that?
You got to add Chris Bay.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Chris Bay can rap and produce.
Is this weekend the first time you're seeing Chris since Bound for Glory?
Yes. Yeah.
How excited are you for that? I know a lot of people have been rallied around Chris and his recovery. Yeah. They're going to be doing, of course, the breakfast tomorrow morning with the Hardys. But just give me a little bit about Chris Bay and seeing him back at a TNA event after Bound for Glory.
It's very everyone's excited to see Chris, and I think he's got this message, the greatest story ever told. I really like that phrase. And Chris is just a very inspirational person with his positivity and his mindset. And, you know, he makes me believe that anything is possible. And, he's universally loved by the roster. He's such a positive person. I've traveled the world with him, you know. Yeah, I'm very excited to see him back.
Last couple of questions as we wrap up.
Yep.
First one, and this one is a little more akin to how you've been brought up through wrestling.
Okay.
Your music again. Again, coming as a musician myself. How has your music guided you throughout your wrestling career? Because you've mentioned it yourself. At one point, you were tasked with putting yourself in a position to be popular with fans without the theme music that got you popular with fans. How has your music affected you and your character, your presentation, all of that?
Well, I think it taught me about wrestling as well. Like, again, I'll mention my wrestling mentor again said to me that, you know, when I was still kind of figuring out who I was in the ring, Robert kind of said to me, like, look, you seem to know how to get these reactions with your songs. You just need to imprint that same thinking onto what you're doing in the ring as well. And I feel like that's where I am now. Like, in the same way that a band will go out and play a set and you know which songs are going to get a reaction, it's the same thing with your matches now. You know which parts of your match are going to get a reaction, a little bit like a set list, you know. So I think music taught me to basically imprint my knowledge of that onto wrestling and help me understand wrestling, you know.
So for our last question, it's a fun little game we like to play on our channel. It's called Partner Promo Punch in the Face. I'm going to give you three people that you are very familiar with. You're going to give me which one you would partner with in a tag team match, which one you'd have a promo with in the ring, one-on-one on the microphone, and which one you'd punch in the face, in other words, have a singles match with.
Okay.
We've mentioned all three. AJ Francis, Frankie Kazarian, who was your opponent at Unbreakable in that tag match, and of course at Rebellion, and we'll add Ethan Page, who was also opponent in the triple threat at Rebellion coming up the week after.
I can't believe I'm going to have to say this, but I would promo with Ethan Page. I would punch Frankie Kazarian, and reluctantly, I'd have to partner with AJ Francis. That pains me to say that, but you've given me no choice.
That's fine. It's been called the best wrestler car game to play by a bunch of indie wrestlers on our shows, so I'll take any cringeworthy responses that come with it. Joe, good luck to you at TNA Unbreakable this Thursday. And, of course, you can catch a show on TNA Plus, and you can check out our post shows over on Fightful. Catch TNA Impact as well over on Access TV, Sportsnet 360, and catch it on TNA Plus as well. Ladies, gentlemen, friends, beyond the binary, we'll see.
Quite honestly, the biggest event in the history of total nonstop action wrestling. They know that they're watching something special.
You're seeing one of the greatest matches in the history of wrestling.
Live from Las Vegas.
Who's going to survive? Who's going to thrive?
The standard has been set. We are unbreakable.
Tickets on sale now at unlvtickets.com.
There are so many reasons to check out nordvpn.com/fightful. Let's go through a ton of them. Works on all operating systems and devices, even your router. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Add extra layers of digital security to your life with the Password Manager, the File Encryption Tool, the Threat Protection Pro. It's the fastest VPN in the world. They've got a global server network, 24/7 tech support. And if you're a wrestling fan, oh man, are you in for it? All of the programs that WWE runs, you can watch with one Netflix account with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price. This service pays for itself in the money that you are going to save. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's AURA.com/listen.